game series. And tomorrow we'll continue in the Shlichus. Okay. Today is a beginning of an interesting topic. It's very much Lamaisa. It's about somebody who wants to live out of town. Well, it depends where you where you start. Because your parents live in L.A. and you want to live in New York. Or they live in New York, you want to live in L.A. Is there a chiyuv that you be living in the same vicinity of your parents? Because if your parents live in L.A. and you're in New York and they need something, so you're not going to be able to... If you live in L.A. and they're in L.A., they say, oh, we need something from the grocery so you can go do it. In other words, you put yourself into a situation where you're not able to as ready mekayim mitzvos kibud av v'aim. So are you allowed to put yourself into that situation? Or do they, or like someone else said to me, you can flip it, you can say it this way, do they have a right to say that we don't want you moving out of town? And the other shiloh that's going to be Bez Hashem in the future packet, and this comes up a lot, is Aliyah. Because they live in America, and the kids want to make Aliyah, so do they have a right to say, I don't want you to make Aliyah? Is that something that is out of the parents' jurisdiction, or not? That's very, also very nogea. So those are upcoming attractions. So we take it slow, and we'll see what we come out with this. Okay? Then we'll have Mincha in 12:40. Okay, good. Okay, and anyone who's here for Shabbos, let me know. It's coming Shabbos. Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira, special Shabbos. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Gemar Megillah, Tazayin Mebeis, Godol Talmud Torah, Yoser Mikibar Aveim. The Talmud Torah is bigger than Mitzvah Kibar Aveim. Shekol Oson Shonim Shaya Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eiver Lo Nenash. Because Yaakov Avinu, he went to Beis Lavan and he got married and he was in Shem Ve'Eiver. So he was away from a long time from his parents. So Chazal tell us that the years that he was in yeshiva, so he wasn't punished for. Because if you're learning, that's then you're exempt from kibud aveim. So therefore, I mean, those days learning, you know, maybe similar like today, it means he went to a different place. The yeshiva was, his parents were one place, and he was in the yeshiva another place. So obviously the years that he was in Shem Ve'Eiver, he wasn't being Mekayim Kibud Aveim. So if Kibud Aveim would trump Talmud Torah, then he would be responsible. Right? And then we would say you have to go to yeshiva nearby. You can't go to Shem Ve'Eiver yeshiva. You have to go to the yeshiva down the corner, down the block. So the Gemara says, you see that no, that the years that even though Yaakov Avinu was in Shem Ve'Eiver for many years, and he wasn't Mekayim Peruv Kibud Aveim during those years, he wasn't punished. Oh. So let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Yes, Danny. Right, so, but in other words, that's why he was allowed to run away.
Yeah.
Right. But he's saying, why wasn't he just exempt for because pikuach nefesh? That's what Don is asking.
He had to go so high, but if
check back a little bit.
I guess. Maybe he could have texted. He could have texted. You know, how's Asim doing these days? Okay, but let's look at the Archa Shulchan on page 2. Amru Chazal, Mesof Parakhamid the Megillah. Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibur Aveim. Shall also Yudal Shonim Shalom and Yaakov Eitzel Shem Ve'ever Lo Nenash Al Kibur Av. So he's saying in Yisod, if you want to learn in a different city from where your parents live, you can even go without their permission because they don't have a jurisdiction over you. Yeah? So it's mashma. Give it a baby. So he says that if you want to learn in a certain yeshiva, you could go even without permission.
This is only when there's another yeshiva. Is this even when another yeshiva available? And there's a yeshiva, there's more than one yeshiva in Washington Heights. This guy wants to go learn in whatever.
Yeah.
So, you could learn here. I got one a little bit better, but you have to...
Right, in other words, you could learn better.
Or we'll say it's the same. My friend's going this one, I think it'll be more...
So let's see. Whereas if you want for a different mitzvah, to go out of town for some other reason, so then you need permission because you can't go kibur aveim. But Talmud Torah, that trumps kibur aveim. The aval gav the shetzarach leparnasoso vaday ena tzarach letorushos. In other words, if you need it for parnasa, then you're allowed to go. So, but you don't say you live in Tinek, but your parnasa is going to be in Memphis. So then you can move to Memphis because that's where your parnasa is. So parnasa is something also that trumps if you need it for your parnasa.
Where'd you get that?
I'll tell you in a second. Just like Rabbi Tuchman just mentioned, you know, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether. Kibur Aveim is on whose cheshbon? Who has to foot the bill for Kibur Aveim? So we hold it's the parents. So like Rabbi Tuchman said, if you have the parnasa there, so then they can't take away your parnasa for that. I think that's what Rabbi Tuchman was saying. So therefore, it makes sense that for parnasa you could leave. So if you got a job, the only question is if you have two job offerings. Your parents live in L.A. and you got a job offering in L.A. and then you get another job offering in New York and they want you in L.A. so maybe you should take the job offering in L.A. assuming they're more or less the same. So that's what he says. So basically, if you live in the same city as your parents, if you want to leave, you cannot leave. Unless for two, you can only leave if Talmud Torah you can leave, and you can leave for Parnassa. But just to do another mitzvah, you can't leave. Unless they give you rishus. Okay, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan derives from this Gemara. Let's take a look in the Mariel on page 3. Omar Maharash. L'olom yoder odom m'mokom avoso. Kimitzas chachamim. Well, he says, you got to live where your parents... This is not a modern approach. modern approach is, you know, you do whatever you want. You go. He says, no, you should live in the same. He says, lulei de, had it not been for this, kvar hetakti oli kama po'ami meir Neustadt. Because he was from Neustadt. He says, I would have left Neustadt a long time ago. He was a Neustadter. I would have left Neustadt a long time ago. My parents are there. So because of that, I didn't leave. What do you say, Jess?
I know someone whose last name is Neustadt.
Neustadt. From this family. Yeah.
So,
what?
Is that his name?
Neustadt's the town.
Was that his name also? I don't know. What was he known by?
Yeah, Marashmi Neustadt, I don't know, you know. So it's interesting. Olam yoder adam b'makom avosof k'mitzvas chachamim. I mean, again, we're not finished yet, so you know, shouldn't come away from the shiur yet with any conclusions until we finish. I don't know if I'm going to finish everything today. So, so far that's what we see, that there's an inyan to be in the same, you know. Which is interesting, because again, you know, now parents can be mochel, right? Parents can be mochel, but sometimes parents are not mochel. You know, I've seen situations. I know one particular Talmud was discussing with me. You know, they wanted to make aliyah, and the parent didn't want that they should make aliyah. So that happens a lot. You know. You see, in the American society, like Rabbi Tuchman was saying from Rav Aaron Feldman, everyone feels they have their own autonomy, you know, freedom, I can do whatever I want, free of choice, free of everything. It's not so posh, you know, they're halachas, you know, it's not a free, so that's what he said. He would have left his town a lot. Now the question is, you know, is it talking about elderly parents? Is it talking about, you know, like what is it talking about? We'll see. Okay, so now we should do what? The Tshuvas Rashba. Maybe before doing Tshuvas Rashba, we'll look at page 6 and 7 to do the Tochachas Rabbeinu Yaakov Balaturim Labonov. Wow. That the Balaturim, he left a tzavah to his children. So they found this in the British Museum. This Ksav Yad from the Balaturim. Okay? And look what it says. So he gave like a Musar, I don't know if it's a Savar, it's a Ksav Tochacha to his sons. Look what he says. Shma mini Musar Avich Valtitosh Tarasimecha. What? Right. Yisrael Rabos Achicha Godel. He said, Kibra Ve'im, it's not only just something that you do for it, you have to be on call. That's the word we would say. On call for your parents. Okay, Rabbi Talaki, we're talking about the halacha of whether you have to live in the same vicinity of your parents. And we just did a piece from the British Museum, the Ksav Yad from the Balaturim, on page 6 and 7, where it says, he gave Musa, he says, Ezel kibar av, v'yos mezuman l'chol mitzvoso. You have to be on call. And that's the Gemara Megill we just did, the footnote Dal. Godol Tamator Yosem Kibar Aveim.
has that raya that only shows that he wasn't punished. He wasn't punished for said time. It doesn't mean that, that he was allowed to say necessarily.
Right, so they're learning.
The bottom of Kabbalah is that he learned by Shem Be'ez, so it's after not to use from the battle.
Right, so
the Kabbalah itself is not such a great raya.
Yeah, but they bring it as a raya. Right here. That Kolzman, you're saying maybe he wasn't punished, but it was still awesome. Yeah. So the assumption is, if it's awesome, you'd be punished.
It's not always, we don't always find such.
I think it's mistaber that if a person does something wrong, they get punished. Right? In Shemayim. Okay, now we're ready to do the Tshuvas HaRashba. So you walked in for the Tshuvas HaRashba. I told you what they said about the Vilna Gaon, the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, right? Yes, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. I always say this over. Right. Is your Rebbe the Vilna Gaon? They asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rebbe the Vilna Gaon, is he like the Ramban? So he says, no, he wasn't like the Ramban. Ulaika HaRashba. I like saying that over. Every couple of months I say it over. Okay, Ulaik. Okay, so let's go to the Sfarver. Shayla. Ruvein Nasa Bito Shel Shimon. You got it on page 4? Ruvein married the daughter of Shimon. The Nishpa Ruvein, Zel Shimon Chamov. So before the wedding, what do you think of this one? Before the wedding, Ruvein took a shvua to his future father-in-law. Al das rabim sheyodor huv ishto heishonim shleimus b'chol yomokom sheyodor sham shimon chamov. Wow, I don't know how good this would work today. He said he'd take a shvua that he's going to live in the same vicinity of his father-in-law at least for the first 5 years of marriage. This is not the American approach. Even though in the old days, you know, like when my father got married, my mother, he moved in with my mother's family. Because they didn't have money, people didn't have money those days, so they just needed a place to live. You know, even when they married, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, everything's good. But then ultimately, you know, when they were able to afford it, they got their own place. Yeah, today, you know, people will tell you it's not good for Shalom Bayis. Sometimes it's not good for Shalom Bayis, you know, to live. But here he took a shvua that he was going to, he's marrying Shimon's daughter, and he has to live in the same town as Shimon for the first 5 years of marriage. V'nishma shalo yarim b'zeklal. And he took a shvua that he's not going to do shtick. You know, and, you know, someone can say, you know, it's the same town, you know, there's like Lakewood, New Jersey, but there's also Lakewood, Pennsylvania, he's not going to play games. Avol hu yihei rashai lador eitzel aviv or eitzel imo b'chol shana arba chadoshim v'lo yoser. But he still should be allowed 4 months out of the year he could live by his parents' town. Right. I mean, the other set of parents, right. The chassan's parents. It's a different musaf, you know.
This is
Oh, we're going to talk about that. That he should v'chol shana arba chadoshim v'lo yoser shalom b'rishus chamav. V'vavad shal yakvu onus haderech ha'onus haguf hanikar ladash shnei edim k'sher. In other words, he can be able to go 4 months whenever he wants without getting special permission. That was part of the deal. Unless there's some onus, like, say, he got sick, so he has to stay longer. So Or if there's some onus for his, say, Chas v'Shalom, his parents got sick, and he has to stay longer there, then he could stay longer. And I'm Domi Mitosha. Hodieni imbau Aidim v'hi'idu sheruvein onus haya me'onus haderach me'onus haguf yipater mikoach mishvosom lav. So what if witnesses come and they say that Reuven is an onus, he has to stay by his parents? So will he be potter from his shvuah? And what if Rofim, in Rofim Bikim, Omrim, what if doctors say, Shalom Yelech Reuven Lador Be'er Acheres Ki'im Be'er Shadar Barach Shal Fish Avir Ha'er Acheres Ki'mevil Decholi. Whereas Reuven, he's from New Jersey, and they say, oh, the air is better there for him. And that's what the doctors are saying. So could that get him out of the shvuah? If they get it, you know, a doctor's note. The air is better in... And what if the mayor of the city says you can't leave this place? So is that, there's all these questions whether they will exempt him from, he took the shvuah to the father-in-law. So, oh, imu kusim ilmim or rabim baderach. So all these questions, or imu chamav mutafso ulamasro bidekusim im yelech lado b'yesha darba, or she'aviv imu darim ba'osu ha'yesha darba hayom v'chamav v'yiracher sa'ben rotsa l'kai mitzah skibir av'eim v'yishen chamav v'aviv darim sham. Or maybe, in other words, maybe he could say the shvuah is not valid because, in other words, he was living in L.A. with his parents. The father-in-law was from Memphis, so he took a shvuah he's going to live in Memphis the first 5 years. But now maybe he can say that the shvuah is not valid because I don't have a chiyuv to leave my parents.
Is he trying to battle the shvuah or nullify it? Is he trying to say it was never there, or it's bad shvuah?
Could he take all these different types of claims and say, you know,
he's trying to get it.
Maybe the shvuah is not valid because how can I leave LA? I'm living in LA with my parents now. I took a shvuah to my future father-in-law, but I live in Memphis because that's where he's from the first 5 years. And then after he takes the shvuah and he gets married, he says, I want to live in LA. Ah, the shvuah? Oh, but the shvuah is not chal because it's nishma levatel es hamitzvah, like you said.
But he's not having to do with it.
Right now his parents live.
Yeah, but that's the same as matzo. This should be the same as matzo the whole year.
No, because right now the parents live the whole year in L.A.
The whole year in Pesach.
Right.
So that's the same. Is it, you're not saying I'm going to Levado Kibarava A.
You see. So tshuva. In Bo Adim Sharuvan Zay Onis Gulfa Onis Derech Lava Bora, who's the potter. If Adim come and say there's no way of Reuven getting here because there are no commutes, so then that's okay. Then he's potter.
He made his time fire, sure he just...
One second.
Didn't think about it.
Then he says, Mew. No, he didn't make these tanoim. These are things that... Now look at the last paragraph. Mew, but onus ha'avir, sh'amarta, nirash sh'mchol tzad korei onus, lifter oso mishvua. Wow. He's saying, you could claim that... Himina yadua. Look at this. Sh'rob b'rei odom ha'avir sh'nizgalu bo tov yosel hembeteva me'av yishar mekomos. If you're from Teaneck, you could say that this, the air in Teaneck is better for me than the air in in New York. And then you can get out of it. Shinoi ha'avirim dovar boro shemazikim. I don't know what doctors would say today that the Rashba saying is ulai ka Rashba. Mikol makom misha nishbo sheyodor ve'echad ha'mekom ha'shalonis gadel sham chayv ulakayim shvuaso. But if what? Misha nishma sheyodor be'echad ha'mekom ha'shalon nisgadel sham chayav ulakayim shvuaso ve'ein omrim onus huze sha'avir lo yizikenu ol shalo yibitenu chendim umsadin ish misha b'chavu v'riyo me'idushim. Okay, so let's get now to the Kibbutz Avim. Ulinyan Kibbutz Avim, next paragraph on page 5. Ulinyan Kibbutz Avim imo im heim cholim v'tzarech l'sham shom kvar pirish v'hotzi zeh v'shvuaso. So if the parents are cholim, then he has a right to say that he doesn't have to keep the shvua, because he needs a... Ol nishvim v'avim sharuv v'zeh v'das ovev imo nosi isha v'nishma l'shim v'chomo v'heil il machlo kvodim va'av shemochal kvodim kvodim ochal. Vod shemitzvah likach yishem mokom mitzvah shiach shlo kaima adeachem manichem kvod evreim. In other words, so if they're sick, there's one thing. But if they're not sick, you see, the parents knew that he took the shvua. So if the parents, this is what's going to take to get my son married, that he'll have to relocate. So they're mochel. They're mochel on Kibbutz Avim. But see, he's saying another word here. He says that maybe you're allowed to relocate for marriage, because if the girl is only going to marry you if you live in wherever, right? You, if you're from LA, but she'll only marry you if you live in New York, you know. So then, so now you're going to have to leave LA. You can't do Kibbutz Avim. But the mitzvah of getting married is more important than Kibbutz Avim. Right? It's more important than Kibbutz Avim. One second. Because Puravu is, as we'll see in a second, maybe more important. Now, how do we see that? Rav Lezer bar Masi Omer Abba Omer Ashkeni Maim Mitzvah Biyodi Lassos Moniach Ani Kover Aveim Ouz Ani Amitzvah Shani V'Abba Chayovim B'Mitzvah. Right? Doing a mitzvah is more important than Kibbutz Avim. Yisro Avin Ruhi Shizkaz V'Nas Olo T'miho Yerosh Yotzev Holach V'Yitzel Avram Lisa Isha. Right? Yitzchak would have left Abraham to get married, but he wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. But he would have went, they wouldn't have sent Eliezer, he would have done it himself. But he wasn't allowed to. But you see, and probably he would have married the girl and then he probably wouldn't have come back. Right?
So Yaakov, is it going to make that Torah again?
One second. Now, Garcina ben Megillah, Amar Rabbi Rav Yitzchak or Shmuel, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibar Aveim, Shekol Osem Shonim Sheomad Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eivir Lo Nera Shalem. Umitzvah Piriv Yerivi Hi Rabbi Hi Pasuk Mekomis Ketalma Torah Tidarsin Megill Shein Mokim Sefer Torah Lumo Torah Lisa Yisha Lefich HaZeh Shenishba Sheyodor Im Ishto B'Mokom Shein Ovi V'Imo Dorim Sham Teim Mitzvahsim Lo Seis Lo Elokim Nishba Efshar Lo Mashu Mutar. Whereas, because you see that Kibbutz Avim that the Talmud Torah beats a Kibbutz Aveim, and Mitzvah Peru is also like Talmud Torah, because it says Ein Mochim Sefer Torah and Lumo Torah V'Lisa Isha. So you see, the Lumo Torah V'Lisa Isha are like on the same level. So if Talmud Torah beats out Kibbutz Aveim, you see from the Gemara Megillah that Yaakov wasn't punished. So too, getting married. So therefore, you're allowed to get married and leave your parents.
Why was Yaakov punished altogether?
1 second.
You asked.
Right
home.
The Tichah says, "Seshen Nishma Shoyodor." Im Ishtam Mokum Chenov Vim Zonisham Vim Zonisim Masay Shalom Kim Nishma Shalom Shalom Mutter. So he says that. 1 second. So he says that. That you're allowed to. You're allowed to leave. Because if this is what it takes to get married, like your father-in-law wants you to be in with him for 5 years, are you leaving your parents? So this is to get the mitzvah for a room. Whereas he wouldn't let you marry his daughter unless you live in his city for 5 years. Right. What?
This is. I'm still confused how the Gemara has any. Why he's getting punished altogether? According to our, we're trying to. If you're trying to combine these two things together.
Yeah. So you have to say like Michael Friedman said.
Well, he didn't write. First of all, do we have any riots? He didn't write. Number two, is there any messengers going back and forth that there were two right?
So what?
What do you mean? He was the Makash on Manasseh to stay 7 years. That's for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Knock off 7 years right away.
Let's look at Shulchan Aruch.
You see that it's not there because it's 22. You have to make it. He's cold with 27, even though he wasn't. You have to play some shtick to get out of this.
Okay, so let's look at Shulchan Aruch now. Let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Page 8. Hilchos Shavuos. In Nishba Lodor B'machem Shanasa Isha, if a person took a Shvua to live in the city where his wife is from, which is the case of the Rashba, I mean by the father-in-law. Aval Bishadei Kachum Spatel Mikibarav Ve'em Lohavi Nishba Dolatel Asa Mitzvah Kevin Shalom Yenus Non Lo Isha Acha Yisha Isha Vakei. But you could say the whole that was the question in the Rashba. Maybe it's Nishma Levatel as a mitzvah. So he's saying it's not Nishma Levatel as a mitzvah. Because getting married is more of a priority than Kibbutz Aveim. Because you see that Talmud Torah is more of a priority than Kibbutz Aveim. And marriage and Talmud Torah are on the same level, because we have Mocha Sefer Torah for those two. So, what?
So
he's chayiv in the Shavua. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you took a Shavua, in other words, the question was maybe you can get out of the Shavua and say the Shavua is not chal because it's I'm going against the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim to live by my father-in-law, because I'll have to leave my parents' city. He says no, because Puravu trumps Kibbutz Aveim.
They can't have children with that matter. He's a Swiss.
Oh, so now the well, look at the Ramon now. Hagar, the culture king Nosa Isha is Kena. So what if you married an old woman? And then you told her that she's going to be your only wife. In other words, before Chayim Reinu Gershon, right, you could marry more than one. But she only wants to marry him. No one wants to be a second fiddle, right? A tzara, right? No one wants to be a tzara. So this woman she's 75 years old. She says, I'll marry you, but don't take another wife. Just marry me. And he takes a shvuah. So is it chal? Because it's called Nishma Levatel is a mitzvah. He doesn't have any kids yet. He doesn't have kids yet. So he married this 75-year-old woman, and he can't have kids with her. So let him at least say that it's Nishma Levatel is a mitzvah. So the answer is no, because since he said he's not going to marry other women, and there are other women in the world who he can't have kids with either. So Migo, that it's chal on those women, it's chal on these women, that's called Nishbal. Whereas if you take a shvur, you're not going to eat matzah, like Rabbi Talaki said before, on the Pesach night, it's not chal. Because it's levatel, it's a mitzvah. But if you say you're not going to eat matzah the whole year, so the whole year it's not a mitzvah. So Migo, that it's chal on the rest of the year, it's also chal on Pesach. So the same thing over here. Migo, that it's chal on other old women, who you can't have kids with anyway, it's chal even on young women as well. So this is a fast. So what do we see over here? That we see that kibbutz of aim requires you to live in the vicinity of your parents. That's part of kibbutz of aim. But there are other things that could trump kibbutz of aim. One second, let me think. Parnassa. If you get a job in Washington, D.C.
So it's not another 6 years of the Yaakov question.
One second. Parnassa. One second. Parnassa. Talmud Torah. And marriage.
So why was Yaakov problem?
But technically speaking, if you just like, you know, the guy's just wants to move because he likes living in L.A. or something like that. He likes living in whatever. And his parents are from New York, and they want him there, and they need him. So it could be a shy of that they have a right to say that you shouldn't move to...
Is it a permission thing, or even if they give you permission, you still can?
Well, if they give you permission, then they're mocho.
That's not so possible either. I'll go back to Yahoo.
Okay, but... Nothing's partial.
But you can tell that based on the real thing. So yeah, you can go, obviously there's really not so much.
Right. Yeah, so maybe that, you know, is that really permission when they, you know, you have to read people, you know. That's what you showed in marriage also. You have to read people. Even if they're saying this, but do they really mean it? Or they just, you know, oh yeah, do whatever you want, but they don't really mean that.
Like with a local secular college versus
a local secular college. Like
if you say go to YU, so then Talmud Torah. But if it's just two different, you want to go to New York, at, you know, secular college, but they want you to stay in LA for secular college. That would be.
They want you to go to the University of UCLA. Yeah. UCLA.
And you want to go to NYU.
And then you want to go to NYU. Yeah. So anyway, it's not.
I don't know.
All right, maybe you could say.
Unless you say one, you'll get a better parnassa from it.
Maybe left out.
I don't know. It's hard to know what's, you know, I can go to one university and better university and sometimes not get a parnassa and someone else. So it's not always.
Besides Panasa and Lisa's Isha, Yaakov could have just brought back Yitzchak and gotten whatever funds he needed and paid for everything. He didn't need to work. We needed to work, but he didn't bring anything with him. He was running away. He writes back.
He brought stuff with him. Yes. Chazal, that's all.
Okay, let's take a look now in the Maram Shik. Why not, Barm Shik? He's a Talmud of Chasam Sofer, correct? Barm Shik. It's kedai to know the Maram Shiks, right? So he says the Maram Shik, look at the Maram Shik. in a mitzvah lisha isha, that tshuva of the Rashba, you know, that we did before, was technically shud harashba hamiyuchosus la Ramban. It's really Rashba, but they thought it was the Ramban. Right? They have the tshuvas harashba, but some tshuvas of Rashba they thought that was really the Ramban, and maybe it's not. Okay, so he calls it the Ram. So look on page 9. You name mitzvah lisa isha kosa b'ramban b'tshuvas rashba b'chuvas ramban sim reish dochel mitzvahs chibar aveim paskum shulchan aruch, right, that getting married is docha chibar aveim. The shomber amor mashba the time of mishum kolol kach hevi tiamishen nishpel ishlo shulikach isha cheres alachal mishum kolol shachik shebedin rishon ena tam mishum kolol etc. Tini is neither poshut and he miefshel lekaim shneim nidchut kibar aveim aval kol sheefshel lekaim shneim im nishpel sheyodu davka bi'er chomov heishonim im lo yudlo ba'ofen acher chasav rashba nal b'shvul chal mitzvah purim kodemis aval fi haniri im hayarak misratza lishova al dalet shonim chayosim lo yom akvim lo b'menu ha'isha. In other words, if the fatherless says you have to live 5 years by me to get the girl, but he could have bargained him down to 4 years, then on that extra year, that's mevatel mitzvah, because that he would have been able to get the daughter even without that. So that extra year is mishmel mevatel mitzvah, and then. But then it's still chal b'koil, because once it's chal in the other years, it says. Then he says, "V'hinei paragraph v'hinei guf hadin shekos of Ramban the puravu kodem l'kibar aveim maybe right miyakov avinu shamu chazal so perkam the megillah digdola tamatomi kibar aveim v'oneshalem upuravu tami lo tamatora the amrei mochim sefetamu mil torah misa isha because the adam kom ruchem behipuch midena shchavei shana shavei slovan v'dech shavineim hishl. Hashanim Shaya Mukhrach Lisa Isha Mukhrach the Kibud Adif. Don't you see Fakert? In other words, we wanted to say that he only got punished for the years of that he was learned in Yeshiva. But the other years he was punished. Yeah, but what did we say? The other years were the years that he had to get married. And therefore he. So anyway, he was allowed to leave to get married, right? That's your right. One second. So therefore, what? So therefore, he shouldn't have get punished for the other years. Not that he wasn't in yeshiva because he had to get married. So, but he was punished. So don't you see from there that kibbutz of aim is more than getting married? One second. Now, Danny, he asked your question, Danny. Right? He had to go anyway because of, he was going to get killed. We got permission, so. So you know what he says? The efshar that shash lo choshev zol sakana, mishum shu atzmo hisi v'garim le'esav So he says, that's not sakana. Listen to this, Dani. He says, it's not sakana. He says, we're going to kill him. But Yaakov caused it.
So let me understand this. If someone does
what
the sakana, we're not... We're
no,
not
we don't have batel... He said, we're going to raise her, she used to know Ehu. The girl Latz was Sakana, because they were Choshev Sakana Mamish.
It was a Sakana, but it wasn't a...
But you caused the Sakana to yourself. So that's why the Sakana thing, that's what he wanted to say, the Sakana thing wasn't part of the Cheshbon here. Because so he put himself, he caused the trouble.
If someone would try to commit suicide, they take poison on Shabbat Shabbos, and they put themselves in Sakana, am I allowed to even have a Chabot Shabbos to say
that? Right, so you say, obviously, you can't.
We have a nice ride from Maram Shabbat camp. I don't think anyone would pass
this
way, including
Maram Shabbat. Talkie says it as it is. Yeah, 1 second. Okay.
I'm giving you the case.
So look, you know what it is? So then he's going to say, but look what he's going to say then. The Tzarech Loimar, look at the Tzarech Loimar. The Sphere Leidim, Haya Yaakov wrote to Leshul Lebeso, Gamkein Ayalov and Nosin Lobito. In other words, he could have gotten Rachel Felesius. Elisha Yaakov Gira Alatzma is love of Mamash Omar Avodcha Sheva Shonim. That was he started this thing. I'll do 7 years for Rachel. Probably if he would have said 2 years, it would have won also.
That really worked, considering the person who had the deals went in there.
Vikavi Shagar Alatzma in this is proof of Megan Alea. Came to the Evshal Lakaim Shneim. Chach Nenna Shalzeh. So he says that he could have, in other words, because he's saying, why don't we say that you see from here that he was punished for those years, so therefore you see that Kibbutz Avim is more important than marriage. So the answer is, Kim Shagram Ratzwa Imitz was Puru Megid Allah. Kim Jayev Shalom Kaim Shneim, Chachanan Ashal Zeh. Because, in other words, the answer is he was punished for those years because al purvu he didn't have to say 7 years for Rachel. He could have said, he should have tried. He should have said, okay, I'll give you another year, I'll work another year for you, 1 year. And he said, so the Ram Shrik said, and probably he would have said yes.
He would have said yes, and somehow turned that into a lot more years than it turned out to be. This is not exactly what he was dealing with.
He could have gotten that. So by the fact that he didn't try for less, which he could have gotten, you see that... So therefore, that's why he was punished. But in Ochanami, if he wouldn't have gotten, if he would have had to do 7 years to get Rachel, then he wouldn't have been punished for those years.
This is someone who just turned 7 years on the
14th. And so in the end, he thinks that the Ramban is right, the Rashba is right. That it's more important that you get married than Kibbutz Avim. That's a very important yisod, because sometimes people get very, you know, it's important to be close with your parents, but sometimes there's an unhealthy attachment that somebody can have to the parents, and that could cause them not to get married, or it could cause marriages to be broken up because of an unhealthy attachment between a mother and a daughter or something like that, where you want to move out for parnasa, and then they're so close, and that can cause a very unhealthy attachment. It's important to be close, but not to have an unhealthy attachment. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that they're getting married. So if you have to move, if you're going to move to Israel, move to South Africa to get married, and that's the girl you met, and she's from South Africa, even though your parents are against it, and therefore you move to South Africa, you're not going to be doing so much Kibbutz Avim. You have a right to marry the girl from South Africa.
How did the Shtem, who said earlier that parents can't a question that doesn't marry to a person. Why do we need that raya if we can just say peruvah?
See, was he saying, that's talking about, in other words, the whole marik. In other words, you have a girl and two girls in Tinek. So this girl and that girl. And you live in Tinek. So everything's in Tinek. They're in Tinek, they're in Tinek, everyone's in Tinek. So you have two girls. So the, you want Rachel and the parents want Leah. So you have, they have no right to say that you should marry her. But we're talking about now that another part of the